At the fish market in France's biggest fishing port, they're nervous. Some here say they've already lost nearly 50% of their income after their boats weren't granted a licence to fish in British waters.
What we don't understand is why some boats were given licences and others weren't. Some of these boats have been fishing in these waters for generations.
The ocean became the latest battleground between the UK and the European Union under a post-Brexit trade deal which came into force this year. It meant both sides could control who could fish in their waters. France accuses the UK of unfairly denying permission to dozens of its vessels. Fishermen in Boulogne-sur-Mer rely on British waters for their catch. But the relationship goes both ways, because for the British fishing industry, France is the gateway to Europe, and they depend on ports like this for access to the continent. If the UK doesn't resolve the issue, France is threatening to roll out a series of sanctions, including tougher checks on trucks going to and from the UK, and preventing British fishing boats from docking and unloading their catch. The UK says it's considering legal action if the measures go ahead.
Since the announcement of Brexit, we knew there'd be a lot of problems for the fishing industry. What's happening now is not a surprise, and the biggest losers will be the British fishermen and the French fishermen.
And not just them. There's concern here that thousands of jobs could be affected, including those who process the fish that's brought ashore from British boats.
What we want is for everyone to be able to work, for everyone to be able to go anywhere, respecting each other's jobs, for us all to have equal rights and work hand in hand like before.
This city's home to a statue that pays tribute to the close relations between the UK and France, but that relationship's being sorely tested. And as politicians argue over their futures, some in the fishing community feel they're being left out at sea. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera, Boulogne-sur-Mer, Northern France.